This is Colorado Public Radio. Good morning. An oil company has set its sights on the last big undeveloped parcel in Colorado Springs, aiming to tap the oil-rich Niobrara field. Ultra Resources bought about 20,000 acres in bankruptcy court and wants the city to ditch its plan for housing on the site so drilling can proceed. Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus has the story as part of our series on the Niobrara field.
On a remote parcel of land east of Colorado Springs, Ultra Resources is drilling an exploratory well. A rig lowers pipe a mile deep into the well, named Brutus. Lauren Jorstad is the site's superintendent.
I don't know who named it. We have olive oil and Brutus and spinach.
If Ultra gets its way, wells like this could dot Banning Lewis Ranch. There's one huge problem. The city of Colorado Springs annexed the land 24 years ago and zoned it for homes, fire stations, and schools.
Banning Lewis Ranch is a master planned community like nothing Colorado Springs has seen before.
This is a promotional video for a small housing development at the northern tip of the property, but most of the land is still empty. The largest developers went bankrupt, and last year Ultra surprised everyone when it bought the land and announced plans to drill instead. The company says the ranch should be stripped from the city and the zoning dumped, after all developers tried and failed for decades to fill it with houses.
That's one of the arguments Ultra's made, is that it's been 20 years and there hasn't been any activity, so they should be relieved of this obligation.
Chris Melcher is the city attorney for Colorado Springs.
Our argument, of course, is that it was a master plan community, that when the market conditions are correct, that planned community can move forward.
The two sides are fighting it out in court. In the meantime, Ultra found itself in front of the city's newly formed oil and gas committee to explain why they bought the ranch. Doug Selvius, VP of Exploration, trains a laser pointer on a map, which he says shows the thickness of oil-bearing rock. A big red blotch covers the eastern side of the city.
Banning Lewis Ranch is right there. Can you guys see why I like Banning Lewis Ranch? I mean, it's a bullseye.
Ultra's betting that this could be a smaller version of what's happening up in Weld County, more than 100 miles north. But they're stuck drilling out in the county for now.
And it's breaking my heart, guys, that I can't drill those wells right now.
He can't drill there, partly because the city has a moratorium on drilling, while the committee hammers out regulations. City Councilman Val Snyder is chair of the Oil and Gas Committee. He says there haven't been oil and gas wells in this part of the state for generations.
Well, they used to run the streetlights, I'm told, you know, back in the turn of the century with gas. And they would literally pound in the ground and get a gas line and hook it to a streetlight. Didn't have the EPA back then.
Technologies like horizontal drilling and fracking have opened up oil and gas formations previously unthinkable. There's never been a poll of residents to gauge how they feel about this new industry, but there's no doubt about Jeff Cahill's feelings. He and his wife built their home near Banning Lewis Ranch in El Paso County 15 years ago. The view of Pikes Peak from his living room is to die for.
So we figure that's a $1 million view.
As much as he and his wife love this place, they'll soon be moving to their new home in Woodland Park. Cahill has a respiratory condition he's afraid will worsen when the drill rigs show up.
Because I don't want to do chemicals, because I don't want to do drugs, I want to stay in an environment that's clean, we need to get out of Dodge. And that's the whole reason for our exodus.
He's had to put retirement plans on hold to afford the second house because he's not sure he'll be able to sell this one.
Any oil company people out there listening, this place will be for rent.
Barry Noreen is a longtime reporter and columnist for the Colorado Springs Gazette. He hopes drilling never happens in the city, and he's sure most of his neighbors agree that they choose more homes over oil wells.
Growth is good. It's still a bumper sticker that if they had it, you know, most people would have on their cars rather than the other.
If all the homes in Banning Lewis Ranch were built, Colorado Springs would be the biggest city in the state. And Noreen says that adds an interesting wrinkle to the story. Right now, a multi-billion-dollar water pipeline from Pueblo is under construction. He says it was planned to supply those homes.
If there's a big energy play in the Banning Lewis Ranch, we're in the process of building a $2.3 billion water pipeline to nowhere.
Not if the city gets its way. A bankruptcy court's decision on the fate of Banning Lewis Ranch is expected as early as this summer. Ben Marcus, Colorado Public Radio News.